Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, there we go. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, hold on. It's really low. All right. Sorry about that. I can't hear if the audio is on. Is the audio on? Okay. There we go. Good morning.
Good morning, Tara.
On this Thursday. Yeah. I'm sorry. My headphones fade in and out. Sometimes they don't connect. All right. Let's do the segment. Let's just kind of restart, right? We'll just start the game again. Here we go. Crazy times. Okay. As Biden is literally talking about, you can't be in the military unless you're vaccinated. Because this COVID, man, this COVID is so serious. It's a big deal. We now have Texas towns declaring states of emergency because he is dumping thousands of COVID positive illegals on them. Mm-hmm. So you can't look at that. There's a great meme going around on Facebook. I'm surprised they haven't shut it down, going, you know, the proof that you need to know that they don't really take this variant very seriously. They don't care. Is the border. If they were really afraid of the variant, they'd close the border.
Yeah, immediately.
Immediately. And do you realize, I mean, here's the irony of this, okay? You know that the Canadian border's closed, right?
Right.
It's closed. And it is closed specifically, our State Department said, because of COVID. And what has happened, it's caused a bit of a kerfuffle with Canada because they just opened their border with us, right? And they expected reciprocity. That we would say, okay, yeah, you know, your border's open with us. Okay, we'll open it with you. We refused to open the border because of COVID. And yet, on the southern border... Well, I'll just let Griff Jenkins tell you about it.
Now, McAllen, Texas isn't just any border town. It is ground zero for Biden's border crisis. The city now issuing a local disaster declaration and setting up emergency shelters because the streets are flooded with migrants left stranded after being released by Border Patrol to a Catholic charity with no space left to house them. And the city says that about 13% of the migrants released are testing positive for COVID, with over 7,000 released into their city since February 5th. 1,500 new cases in the last week alone. In a statement, the city says they intend to demand relief from the federal government for the alarming number of immigrants that are being released into the city as residents afraid to go on camera are speaking out.
It's just really scary because just right across the street from this holding facility, you see homes where people live.
The hypocrisy of this is just jaw-dropping. If you do the math, Lee, okay, so 7,000 migrants just dumped on McAllen, Texas, and 13% of them are COVID positive. That's 910. Mm-hmm. They dumped 910 COVID positive illegals on one town. And yeah. Yet they're telling you, they're out there saying, hey, maybe we need a no-fly list for people who are unvaccinated. Another, oh, you mean like the illegals you're packing on the planes that are COVID positive, like them?
No.
Or how about the illegals that caused the outbreak at Fort Bliss? You're telling people going in the military you can't even serve your country if you're not vaccinated, but you just had a COVID outbreak at Fort Bliss because you put COVID positive illegals there. Which is it? I don't understand, Lee. You take it.
I've seen another example of the hypocrisy going on here. Fox News was just showing the clip there of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah.
At some type of, I don't know if it was a protest, photo op or whatever. Most likely it was a photo op of some kind. And she's there with a bunch of people not wearing a mask. They go to take a group photo. She puts the mask on. A minute later, the mask is off. So, I mean, here is a U.S. congresswoman who is, you know, pitching a fit about this already, and they're not taking it seriously.
No.
They are not taking
not
it seriously.
For whatever reason, they're not afraid. Yeah. They do not take this variant seriously. Whatever information they have, they don't fear it. While they tell you, we're going to restrict your life.
Right.
If you don't do this. And it's just, it's very jarring. It's very hard for people to reconcile those two. And look, this is not your fault. When they say, oh, you're a science denier, well, we're watching them on television. I mean, if you tell us you got to wear this mask, it's life or death, and then you only put your mask on for a photo op, people aren't stupid.
And she's not the only one.
No, it's everybody.
I mean the almost the entire litany of Democrat leaders across the spectrum of government have been caught in the same situation, whether it is state governors, whether it is senators, congressmen, congresspersons, whatever, federal officials. It's been the same thing. The mask goes on for the photo op. It comes off when they get into the crowd and you know, start interacting with people. I mean, it's just...
Muriel Bowser, less than 24 hours...
Mayors, yeah.
After, you know, D.C. mayor, less than 24 hours after she orders a mask mandate. She is at two events maskless. Nancy Pelosi has been caught now at least three times maskless since she ordered members of Congress arrested for not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And that's a head-scratcher right there because, you know, she's in her 80s, so... she should be at risk even with the COVID vaccine, right? I mean, that's what we're told. Even if you vaccinated, got to wear a mask, you could die. And she doesn't seem to be worried about it. I mean, what do these people know that they're not telling us? And how do they expect us to maintain a level of terror of this thing and follow the science when they themselves do not follow the science or seem to even believe it? Why do they do this with the masks, Lee? Are they mocking us?
I cannot for the life of me figure it out. I mean, really, it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It doesn't make any sense from a PR standpoint.
Nope.
It doesn't make any sense from a political standpoint. It just...
If you really believe that masks are needed enough that you are having, you say you will arrest members of Congress for not wearing them, how hard is it to just wear the mask then?
Yeah.
Just wear it. But they can't even do that. They can't even do that.
I realize everyone is hypocritical on things to some degree. But the degree to which Democrats are getting away with this is just, it would be laughable if it weren't so serious.
And then we turn on the cable channels where the Democrats are absolutely not being held responsible for any of this.
No, no.
And it is 24/7 bashing of anybody who doesn't want to go along with the lockdowns.
Yeah.
Like Ron DeSantis.
Oh, yeah.
It's just nuts. Oh, by the way, did you hear him tell off Biden? It was beautiful. So Biden gave a speech. And this, okay, what you're about to hear is, if we could get more than one member of the GOP who's elected to talk like this, we would win.
Well, we used to have a president that would talk that way, but, you know.
And DeSantis throws it right back in Biden's face because Biden is an utter hypocrite. Biden says, you know, if you're not going to do the lockdowns, which we know don't work, thank you, JP Morgan Chase. Which we have had major medical journals now and CNBC debunk lockdowns didn't have any effect, any measurable mathematical effect on the spread of COVID. We know they don't work. Biden wants lockdowns. So he says to these governors, look, if you're not going to lock your state down, get out of the way and let localities do it. Here's Ron DeSantis's response.
It'll allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing to be able to do it. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way.
Joe Biden suggests that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should, quote, get out of the way. But let me tell you this. If you're coming after the rights of parents in Florida, I'm standing in your way. I'm not going to let you get away with it. Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you.
That's exactly how you handle that.
And he's exactly right about that.
You just dumped 910 COVID positive illegals on just McAllen, Texas, and forced them to declare a state of emergency. And you want to quibble with the governor of Florida over lockdowns? You have become a vector of the pandemic. Joe Biden has. He is a one-man outbreak at the border. He's an outbreak machine. That is what he is. I mean,
he's the super spreader in chief.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Super spread. Thank you. Oh, that's brilliant. Can I use that?
Yes, you may.
I'm going to go ahead and write that down.
Super spreader in chief.
Yep. That's, and can you argue, though?
No.
So, you know, he's right. DeSantis shouldn't have to listen to a thing he says until he stops super spreading.
Yeah.
I mean, you almost got to wonder, are you trying to drive an outbreak? Because, you know, if you look at what they're doing on the border, if you wanted to drive an outbreak in order to get, you know, very restrictive dictatorial COVID policies in place, you would do exactly what the Democrats and Joe Biden are doing. You would bring in and deliberately release people you know are COVID positive into the community with no supervision. It's what you would do.
And pay them to stay here.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I mean, if you sat down at the table, okay, how can we increase COVID cases in America? Let's actually try that. You would do what they're doing on the border.
And luckily, they're dealing with a Republican-led state, both from the governor's standpoint and from the legislature, so they can use that to full political advantage.
And on top of that, we'll get into this as the show unfolds, they are hiding criminal illegals. In other words, Joe Biden has a policy on the books that says, oh, hey, you know, if you're a convicted felon, we're supposed to deport you, but they're not, and they're hiding it. And so Judicial Watch has sued him. So we're talking about releasing, had a border agent on Tucker Carlson 2 nights ago who was required to let an arsonist go. A convicted felon arsonist in our country.
I'm sure the folks in California are real happy about that.
Yeah, no. And then, when the forests burn again, they'll blame climate change.
Well, of course, yes.
Yeah, it's make total sense. Total sense.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Said the Joker to the thief. Good morning on this Thursday. The good news is tomorrow is Friday. That's what always happens after Thursday. No reason to think it won't happen again. All right. So, folks, the wheels are coming off here. Did you see what Joe Biden and what they just did with the CDC? Did you see it? Okay. The CDC, folks, does not have the constitutional authority to tell landlords they can't kick out deadbeats. They don't have that. It doesn't exist. They're the Center for Disinformation and Confusion on medical issues, yes, but they do not They don't have any kind of constitutional power to tell landlords what to do. That's not my opinion. That's what the Supreme Court ruled. The CDC can't tell your deadbeat tenant that they can stay even if they don't pay rent. They don't have that power. Biden doesn't either. Nobody does. Congress could pass it. That's what the Supreme Court ruled. I'm not sure about the constitutionality of that ruling either, but that's what the Supreme Court ruled. That yes, you could do this, but Congress would have to pass it saying that landlords cannot evict their deadbeat tenants. And yet Biden does it anyway. He just rules it like fiat. Even Todd Pyro this morning on Fox News is like, the Supreme Court just ruled you can't do that. I mean, how do you?
The issue had already been to the Supreme Court. Of course, remember, POTUS said that Congress has got to do something about it. Excuse me, SCOTUS has got to authorize it. So we'll see how this goes. But it looks like the courts are again going to have to step in here.
I mean, the court literally said you can't do this.
I know. Now, think about this. Joe Biden, in a clip we'll play coming up on the show, openly admitted he can't do it. They were trying to pressure him to do the moratorium, right, on evictions. He's like, I can't. The Supreme Court ruled I can't. And he did it anyway. He did it anyway. Which means we're at the point now the courts say it's unconstitutional. They just do it anyway. I mean, this is a basic issue in the Constitution about privacy rights, the limits of federal government to intervene. Supreme Court rules you can't do it. They do it anyway. Constitution's dead. And they're on TV like, oh, see, you have a reprieve now. You don't have to go. Well, you just broke the law. I mean, the Supreme Court says you can't do it. You have broken the law. So the law is whatever Joe says it is. That's where we are. It's where we are. I mean, think big picture here. Think beyond the issue at hand with evictions, okay? If the occupants of the White House, the guy who lives there, President Biden, can intentionally and with willful and open intent violate the U.S. Constitution, when it has been made crystal clear by a Supreme Court ruling, he can't do it. When he admits publicly, as he does it, he's violating the Constitution, why will they stop at the issue of evictions? See, because the left always learns from these things. They always learn, wow, okay, so the Supreme Court said we couldn't do it, and we did it. And these poor landlords had to leave the deadbeats in place while they lost their property. Folks, I've been a landlord. If you've ever been a landlord, you know how it works. It is it's a very leaky sieve. It's a very leaky boat. Making a profit is almost impossible. The way you make money as a landlord is that somebody pays your home off over time, but at the end of the month, you got nothing. And by the time they break all the stuff, and they always break everything because it's not their house. They don't care. Even if you get good tenants with good credit, which I did, you're fixing so much stuff by the end of the month. A good year is you break even. A pretty okay year is you turn up in the red just a little bit. But over time, they're paying off your house. That's how you get rich as a landlord. But it's a very long process. The idea that these landlords can keep making the payments for their tenants because they're rich is not the case. I had multiple rental properties at one point that I'd renovated. I don't have them anymore. It was too much of a headache dealing with the drama. So I sold them all. But the landlords can't do this. Most landlords are just regular middle-class Joes who have one house on the side or their parents left it to them or something like that. But they'll learn from this, folks. They will learn. They will learn that even when the Supreme Court expressly says you can't do this, it is illegal that they can, because who's going to stop them? And when something like this happens, the left considers this precedent. Okay, cool, we can break the law if it's to help some people. As long as we're helping, we can break the law. You know what I think this is really about? To read about it in the Wall Street Journal, these big investment conglomerates are buying up property right and left, competing with homeowners because they think everyone's going to have to rent because they aren't going to be able to afford to buy houses. I think that's why the Democrats just actually did this. They don't care about the little guy. We know that. I think they're deliberately bankrupting little guy landlords, forcing their property on the market so the big guys could buy them up. I'm actually pretty certain of this, and they're breaking the law to do it. And folks, if they could break the law on this, what will they break the law on next?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, thank God. I don't know about you, but this is just one of my pet peeves. That moron, you know the one. The one you've screamed at, yelled at, and maybe said uncharitable words toward. That moron. The one who, there's, you know, 2, 3, 4 lanes there to hold their lane. And they got to be in the left lane doing the speed limit. And there they go, proudly driving. Slowly in the left lane, when there are many other options. With a whole line of traffic behind him, sometimes stretching for miles. Completely oblivious as to why that might be happening. Do you marvel at these people too? Are they stupid? Are they just dumb? Are these the kind of people who have no idea what's going on around them? Do they understand how dangerous that is? You know what's interesting? Look, I'll fess to this, okay? And I've never lied about it. I got a lead foot. Well, no, I used to have a lead foot. Can you imagine me? Full steam ahead. Yeah, that's how I lived my whole life, including how I used to drive. They beat that out of me with higher insurance rates. So, okay, I was lead footed for a long time. So that landed me kind of in a remedial class after a number of tickets. So there I was. And I was glad I went to the class. Years later, I wasn't happy at the time when I had to go, but I was glad because the teacher was just very charismatic. He was a highway patrol trooper, and he opened the class by saying, if I catch my mother speeding or driving without a seatbelt, he said, I will ticket her. I will pull my mother and ticket her. That's how strongly I feel about this. He said, because I am the one who has to stand there while they pull the mangled bodies out of these cars, right? And so he said at the beginning of the class, I mean, it was a multi-day class because I was in the over 25, over the speed limit mode. And folks, this was back in my 20s, okay? It was a while ago. So I had my early 20s. So he said, I'll tell you at the end of the class what is the most dangerous thing you could do on the highway. So he had us all guess what it was, right? None of us got it. Come on, what's the most dangerous thing you could do? What's the most dangerous thing? No, see, blah, 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 blah. And he would not tell us what it was till the end of the class. I was dying to know. And so he finally told us, what is the most dangerous thing you can do? Left lane, slow driving, he said. Most dangerous thing people do. I was shocked. I thought it'd be something else. I thought he'd say speeding or whatever, you know. I said, what, left lane, slow driving? Like, you know, doing the speed limit or, you know, you're a little under, a little over. Yep, it's the most dangerous thing you could do. And the reason he said it was the most dangerous thing that you could do on the highway was because it forced people to change lanes around you. And that, in turn, caused all kinds of accidents. As you have lane changes on the highway, every time somebody changes a lane, that is a dangerous thing that you are doing. Obviously, people have to do it when they're driving. When you do something that ups the number of lane changes, you are increasing the risk for accidents. So now you got people coming out of the left lane, going into the right lane, going around you, and then coming back in front of you in the left lane. He said, it is the most dangerous thing you can do. The driver, he said, I hate to see the most after a drunk driver, is a little old lady doing 5 under in the left lane because the whole highway's got to go around her. And now they're merging in and merging out and merging in and merging out. And some of them are using turn signals and some of them are not. And I got a problem on my hands. So I could not be more thrilled that the state legislature has actually done something here that makes sense. The Hey Pal Move Over Bill. Get your rear end out the left lane if you can't pace the traffic. You ought to be leading it if you're in the left lane. Signs are being placed at least every 35 miles along South Carolina controlled access highways. Lee just had this in the news. Motorists will be alerted to the change via electronic messaging. Now, I would have liked to see tougher penalties for this. Right now, it's a $25 fine. So if you're in the left lane and you're going slow, $25 fine. Good. You know what I love about this? I think some of these people who are in the left lane literally don't know how to drive. Like they barely pass the driver's test, or they don't understand, or they haven't been properly socialized to the road by their parents. Like, they don't know. Because you're watching them in this car after car after car after car after car going around them in the left lane, right? And they're not noticing. They don't seem to connect that something's going on. So this is a great opportunity for Highway Patrol troopers and police officers, who I'd love to hear from about this morning, by the way. 800-347-1063 or text me 71307. This is an opportunity now for the Highway Patrol and police officers, people like that, to pull these morons over and explain how to drive. Because I think a lot of them just don't know. They just don't know. And to alert them, like, what you are doing is, the most dangerous thing you could be doing on the road. It is not a joke. So I love this. I think this is fantastic. There are some exceptions to it, and they make sense. One of them is when there is no other vehicle directly behind the driver in the left lane. You can go a little slower at that point. But when someone gets behind you, you need to speed up. When traffic is causing a multi-lane congestion, that makes sense. Nobody can move, so obviously you can't be going fast in the left lane. Nobody can. When weather conditions make it safer to drive in the left lane, so you got, like, puddles of water on the right side or something, you don't want to hydroplane through. Or when the right lane is obstructed for some reason, obviously you're going to have to move left, and the people on the left going to have to, in that case, accommodate the slower traffic. Makes sense. And this is just logic. Folks, I'm glad they legislated this, but they shouldn't have to. Just basic common sense. And it's the kind of social thing you should notice. You should be enough aware of your surroundings that you know this is how you drive. Texter writes, left lane has been the law in most countries for decades. Texter writes, what about the cars built just for South Carolina? No turn signals or low beam headlights. Okay. Hang on. We got a great call on this. Let's take it in the next segment. Be right back. Call it a moron law. It is now illegal to drive too slow in the left lane in South Carolina. And I, for one, could not be happier about this. Charlie in Easley. How you doing, Charlie?
I am sitting in line trying to get checked in over here at Food Line in Malden right now. But I just want to make a comment. I think South Carolina should be like Texas. The left lane is a passing lane. The right lane is a travel lane. Because in the fall of the year, when I go to Columbia and Clemson fans are headed that way, they stay in the left-hand lane for miles and miles and miles. Or if I'm coming out of Columbia, coming towards Greenville, the Carolina fans are in the left lane running miles and miles and miles and never change lanes. And here I am in a semi weighing 80,000 pounds, and they're beating me down on the hills. And I have to get in the gears, and it costs me more money in fuel. So now when you go to the grocery store, it costs you more money.
Okay, Charlie, I think, let me ask you this question. Are there any fans who's driving you do like? Any team fans who's driving you?
Bama fans.
Okay. All right, so you think they drive
I'm a
better?
Bama fan. I'm a big Bama fan, and I live in Clemson territory.
Wow. That takes some dedication. Okay, so you want people protected from the driving of the Clemson and the USC fans? Is that, I have that correct? I'm not sure they could put that in the law. Okay, well, and there are people who understand how you feel. They just don't live in the state, Charlie. Thank you for your phone call. However you may choose to quantify it, I think this is a fantastic thing that they have done, and it's a shame that we have to legislate common sense, but we do because of stupid people. Texter writes, so Tara, if you were going 10 miles over in the speed limit and some moron wants to do 90 in the left lane, how is that safe? That's an accident waiting to happen, especially on 85 near Spartanburg exits where I used to work. Accidents mostly every day. Okay, two things that I would say to that. If the moron is going to do 90, he's going to do it in some lane, right? There's always going to be one. There's always going to be one like that. You know the guy, you know, that blows by you on the motorcycle and you're thinking, wow, he's not going to be long for this world. So this, to me, my way of thinking is good that they are in the left lane. We can all expect them to be there. And people that they might have hurt will know to get out of their way. And hopefully they will be interdicted by the police. Text writes, hey, Tira, I see a lot of people in the left lane driving slow. I drive a dump truck and people don't use their turn signal at all. And it is hard on us to drive. Oh, it is hard on us drivers because these trucks don't stop on a dime. You should let people know they sell blinker fluid at Walmart and the auto store. Folks, I know exactly what he's talking about. Yeah, okay, folks. You need to, you got to, and if you're listening to the show, look, you're smart. You know, right? If you could follow the show, you're smart. It's probably not you. But, I mean, you need to look in your mirror. And if there's a big truck there, don't hit your brakes. You need to be cognizant of the truck behind you, not just what's going on in front of you. You can't just tap the brakes. I mean, that guy might not be able to stop. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch your distances and use that to slow down. Forget it. It's that hopeless. Texter writes, hey, Tara, there are a lot of truck drivers listening to you that sit in the middle lane and you have to pass on the right. So says Elroy. I know. Totally wrong. Should never happen. Texter writes, common sense. If morons have shown anything, it's that they have to be told what to think. Another texter writes, in West Virginia, the troopers roll at speed in the hammer lane and hit their lights and show slow drivers to the right. It's a great thing to see. Great show. Keep trucking. Okay. I will. Coming up on the show, we got so much stuff going on today. I don't even know where to go. If you're unvaccinated, by the way, they want to put you on a no-fly list with the terrorists. Folks, the wheels are coming off. Meanwhile, all over the world, in the most vaccinated countries on Earth, the ones who've gone and got the vaccines like they want, something interesting is happening. Something very interesting. Something that is the opposite of what they are telling us would happen if you got vaccinated. Wait to hear what it is. All that coming up on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.